To design an effective system of internal control, the first question to ask is, what risks are there when a customer places an order? Well, if you sell to someone on credit, you want to make sure they'll pay. So, how can an organisation minimise the risk of supplying goods to a customer who doesn't pay, and ensure it only supplies to credit-worthy customers? The internal control to address this would be to credit check all customers before supplying to them on credit. The other key risk at this stage of the process is that an order may be recorded incorrectly, or even not at all. The control objective here is to ensure that this doesn't happen. By using sequentially numbered standard order forms, the possibility of an error or omission will be minimised. So we can see in this first stage of the revenue system, the key to implementing an effective system of internal control is identifying the risk, deciding what the object of the internal control will be, and then designing a control to meet that objective.